Today being the 15th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 15th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Madibelo University Zara Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque. Between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 15th ayah of Surah Muhammad. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lokena will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdurrahim will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebizare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آس وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار واسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ونصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم الله تبارك وتعالى from beginning of the surah he was telling us to have faith iman in Allah what is the repercussion to disbelieve in Allah what is the repercussion those that have faith what do they do those that don't have faith what is it that they also do Then to the extent Allah came to tell us that all these things that I am saying are repercussions of those that have faith and those that does not have faith is finally into one thing. That those that believe Allah is their patron and guardian. Those that do not believe, they have no patron, they have no guardian. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ Then Allah come now, he's telling us the detail of the reward. In the Quran, several places you hear Allah is saying, لَهُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ جَزَاهُمْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ Most of the places you are hearing, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ That in paradise, there is People are going to stay there and there will be a river that is flowing underneath them. It's this place in the whole Quran that Allah now tells us the detail of this river that Allah is where we to be telling us all the time. He said, Masal Jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaquna. Those that fear Allah, obey Allah, restrict themselves from what Allah has warned them not to do, these people, they have been promised. What are they promised? Paradise. And that paradise, what is it like? Fiha anharun. There are rivers inside it. Masal Jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaquna fiha anharun min ma'in. One of the rivers is river of water. Gairi asinin. This water is so clear. It's not water that will go foul, no matter how long it takes. Normally, when you keep water down, after some time, the taste will change because of some bacteria that, whether you like it or not, there will still be some element, even if it's just falling from the sky, except you collect it in a very clean place. Masal Jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaquna fiha anharun min ma'in ghairi asinin. Anharun min labanin lam yataghayyar ta'muhu. And there you have river of milk. That this milk, you wouldn't find the taste you normally see with milk, taste of animal that goes with milk whenever you are taking milk. Anharun min khamrin ladzatan lisharibina. There too you will find that there is a river that is flowing with wine for those who drink. Anharun min asali musaffa. And you also find a river that is flowing with honey that is very clear. You will not see any sign of murkiness or darkness that you normally see in the honey of this world. Lahum fiha min kulli samarati. And there you also find that they have every kind of fruits that they want to eat. Amakfirati min rabbihim. After that, there is something sweeter than all this. It's a particular forgiveness of Allah that they get. This person, can you compare him? Kaman huwa khalidun finnar? Can you compare him to the one who will stay in hell forever? Wasukuma and hamiman, that will be given water, boiling water, when they are thirsty, boiling water. Fakatam ahum, that when they take the boiling water, will avail them of nothing except to cut their intestine into pieces. So Allah is now telling us, Masal Jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaquna fiha anharun min ma'in ghairi asinin, wa anharun min labanin lam yataghayyar ta'muhu, wa anharun min khamrin ladzatin lisharibina, wa anharun min asalin musaffa, wa lahum fiha min kulli thamarati wa maghfiratun min rabbihim kaman huwa khalidun fi an-nar wa sukuman hamiman wa qatam ahum. Allah said by telling us of this of river of water, because water wa alladhi khalaqa min al-ma'i basharan. Allah said he created man from water and everything from water. So water is the first need of man if you are thirsty. So water is the first to be mentioned. And water is balanced. What is the pH of water? It's supposed to be, what is the pH of water supposed to be? It's supposed to be 7. That's the middle. It's not acidic, it's not alkaline. It's not sour, it's not sweet. Then you move to milk. The milk we know today, most of it is from animal. But of recent, we see milk being produced from soya beans, from other products that are vegetable products. And those that are making it say, this vegetable milk is healthier than animal milk. So you are hearing now that there will be river flowing on the earth of paradise that is of milk. That the taste has not been changed because of the sweat of the animal that it is coming out from. Then milk has water in it. And milk, immediately it is removed, you will find out that it's a bit sweet. Later on it changes to a bit sourness, which means it lowers in pH. Then when you go further, you come to wine. Allah said, Lazzatan lisharibina. It is sweet for those that take it. Allah did not just say it is sweet like the other one and he passed by. Because in this world, we are denied from taking alcohol. Those that take alcohol, most of the time, they know alcohol is not sweet. But when they take it, it shakes their head. Maybe they enjoy it, whatever it is. But at the end, they don't feel good. One harun, min khamri lazzatan lisharibina. So that's why Allah is saying that it is sweet. To those that are used to taking it, they will find wine there that it is sweet. For those who have not been taking it, they take it for the first time, it's sweet to them. One harun min asal musaffa. Honey, river of honey. Honey is mentioned last because in the Quran, Allah said, fish found in nas. Honey, as if it's there as medicine. So there is no sickness in paradise. It's just taking it because you find it is sweet. So you can see that's how the arrangement comes like that. From water to milk to wine, then to honey. Then, وَأَنْ هَارٌ مِنْ حَمْرِ لَذَلْ شَيَارِ مِنْ أَنْ هَارٌ مِنْ أَسْلِ مُصَفَّى وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And there will be every kind of fruit. The Prophet ﷺ said, in paradise, when you enter paradise, you will see there مَا لَا أَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنُ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبٍ بَشَرٌ قَتُ. What you see in paradise is not what your eyes has ever seen. It's not what your ears has ever heard. It's not what you have even ever contemplated in your mind. The extent, if this paradise, the sweetness of it, is not something you have ever contemplated. But the Quran says, the only thing that is equivalent in it is that when you see it, you know that this is milk. But when you take it, you will not be shocked that there's nothing comparable except the name. There's this forgiveness that only those that have tasted it know that it is sweeter than whatever you get. You are the one staying with somebody who you overlook. You did not care about him. You are supposed to respect him, you do not respect him. You take him that, what is he going to do? What is it? Then suddenly, you look back. You find out that there is nobody that today is assisting you in everything you want except that same person. Then, as you're sitting with him, you say, oh, despite the fact that when I did not know who you are, I did this to you, so I have forgiven you. That moment that you say, I have forgiven you those things, the sweetness it is in it is more than what the person is giving you now. That's why Allah is saying, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Because every day, look at the level of negligence that we are in. You are in front of Allah. You are praying, but you are negligent. You have asked some people today, he is one who prayed for, who said Zuhur, maybe alone, like a woman. Did you pray for Raka? I said, yes, I prayed for Raka. The first Raka, you said Fatiha, I said, yes. What surah did you say? I have forgotten. He was one selected surah and he read it, but he has forgotten. And Allah said, Al Musalli Yunaji Rabbahu. That the one who is saying Salah is having intimate conversation with his Lord. If you are to stay with your wife today in the morning, had intimate conversation and call her now, sir, that conversation we had in the morning, said, which conversation? How do you feel? Intimate conversation, but you had with your Lord. But look at the level of negligence. You are going about in town. Allah is reminding you. You are looking at the firmament. You are looking at the sky. The rain is coming. You are looking at the trees. Each of it, Allah is reminding you of who He is. Allah is wanting you to delve into the secrets, but all you neglected. Each time you remember it in paradise, you will say, ah, Allah, I did it, then I have forgiven you. Then you can enjoy what you are having better. That's what Allah is saying. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Then compare this. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ. Someone that is in hell now, he's going to stay there forever? So that's another place Allah is saying that those that are a zalim, they will have water to drink. Yashulijuha, bisa sharab wa sa'at mutafaqo. That whenever there is fire, a heart of him suradikoha. There is fire surrounding, so the place is very dry, very hot. You cannot say you are not drinking water. Just like anybody who is in a state that is very dry and very hot, you want water. There is no water. You are used to drinking cold water. They say the only available water is hot water. Say, give me. As you just want to take the water, Yashwil Ujuha, it will scald all the face and bring the meat out of the hotness. This is helper. That's what Allah is mentioning here. Yashwil Ujuha, wasa'at mutafaka, and what an evil drink you have. As Allah is saying, Kaban huwa khalidun finnar, wasuku ma'an hamiman, faqatta am'a'ahum. When it finally goes in, after it scald your face, it goes into the intestine, it tears it. Can you compare these two? So may Allah make us to listen and be among those that will have faith in Allah, listen to him and follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ هَذَا حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا من عندك قالوا للذين أوتوا العلم ماذا قال آنفا أولئك الذي طبع الله على قلوبهم واتبعوا أهواءهم
فمنهم من يستمع إليك حتى إذا خرجوا من عندك قالوا للذين أوتوا العلم ماذا قال آنفا أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم واتبعوا أهواءهم. Allah is now telling, after Allah has told us from beginning, when Allah started the surah, والذين كفروا when Allah started the surah, he was telling of إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah was telling us all beginning, those that are kafir, what is there? Those that are mu'min, what is there? And he came to tell us why it is like this. After coming at the end, he has told us their reward. He's talking about the mu'min and the kafir. The kafir is clear. A kafir, Allah said all his work is to naught. The mu'min, kafarallahu anhum sayyi'atihim wa aslaba lahum. Allah will wipe away his good deeds, and at the end he will give him paradise. You have had the paradise. Those that their work have been cancelled, have been wasted, you have had their reward. Then there is another level of people. Who are these level of people? These people are not just people that are negligent. They tend towards people that are hypocrites. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. There are those that come to where you are. They listen to you. After they listen to you, when you finish speaking, they come out. Then they ask those that are people of knowledge that are there with them where they were listening. Maza kala anifa. Ah, we were with the Prophet just now. What did he say? That after they leave the Prophet, they were in the Prophet. Prophet was speaking. They now left. Maza kala anifa. What did he say just now? Why are you not in front of the Prophet? أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم. Allah said, do you know, these are the people that Allah has sealed their hearts. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And these are people that after Allah has sealed their heart, they just follow their passions and their whims. That's all they follow. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Allah gave him handsomeness, comeliness, such prestigious look and charisma that looking at him alone, you can't take your eyes off him. Let alone he's speaking, and Allah has given him a voice that is beyond sweetness when you listen to the Prophet talking. His voice is captivating, that people just sit down just to listen to him. Even the kuffar of Makkah, when the Prophet is speaking, they go and listen to him. Not that because they believe in him, just to listen to his Arabic and to listen to his voice. Yet, people went in front of this same Prophet, they sat down, they listened to him, they came out, they are asking others, قَالُوا لَذِنَا أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا. What did he say just now? You can see how people are divided. That's why ulama, they said, if anybody goes to where Quran is being recited and Quran is being translated or Quran is being explained, you can't come out there the same person. You either come out there with your faith increased or your faith decreased. And why? Because what is in your mind before you go there is what determines what happens to you when you are there. Like the following, the verse following this will tell us. So let us be very careful. Always have a good mind. Always have a good thought. The Prophet said, after having faith, there is nothing better than having good thought of Allah and having good thought of his servants. Don't ever stand up. You are going somewhere. Let me go and see what is this, what does he think he's saying? When you go there, Allah will make you to hear what your heart wanted to hear. It's different from somebody who is going, I'm hearing there's admonition on Quran. Let me go and listen to Quran, this beautiful Quran. Let me see how they will explain it. Maybe I'll pick something from there. Allah will make you to pick something from it. So woman who may stamina ilaika, hata iza kharaju min indika, qalu allazina utul ilma maza qala anifa. Ulaika, allazina taba Allah ala kulubihim wa taba ahwaahum. These people are always following their passion, their veins, and willful desires.
والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتيهم تقويهم.
والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتيهم تقويهم. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, all of them are not the same. والذين اهتدوا, those of them that seek guidance, زادهم هدى, Allah will increase for him in his guidance. وَآتِهُمْ تَقْوِيهُمْ, and Allah will give to him his piety, his fear of Allah. Here, there are people that when they stand up, they are going out. Is it to zikr? Is it to tafsir? Is it to where there is waaz, there is admonition? Is it a place where Allah is being mentioned? Their intention is to go and seek for guidance. Allah knows this. So when they come there, Allah will increase for them in their own guidance. Whereas, there are those that when they are going to a place, they were going there to see how they can ridicule the person who is there, or how they can ridicule his message. When they go there too, that's what they will get. And wa'atehum taqwehum, Allah will be inspiring into their mind what is the correct thing to do to be one that fears Allah. Hujuraha wa taqwaha. Any affair he's entering into, Allah will say, no, this one is fajirchi. This one is a crime. Don't do it. This one is fear of Allah. Do it. Allah will be put in their mind and they will find strength and they will be following it. Like we said that before, they are worried that talks to people's heart. Allah can be the one that talks to your heart. And it can be an angel that talks to your heart. It can be your own passion that talks to your heart. And it can be Satan that talks to your heart. If Allah talks to your heart, you find it's very strong and you are compelled to do it. And it is good, always. But if it is angel, always what angel will pass to your heart is good, but you will not be compelled. Sometimes you are able to do it, sometimes you are not able to do it. But if it's Satan, he was with peace during us, always is evil. Even if the work he's asking you to do is good, he's asking you to do the good work for an evil purpose. And your passion, all he just wants is for you to rest and enjoy. He doesn't care whether you are going to fail or you are going to pass. That's why Allah is telling us here, let us be careful. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا. Always seek for guidance anywhere you are going. Anywhere, Allah guide me, Allah guide me, Allah guide me. Make salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm going to this place, guide me. You will be there. The person may even be saying what is not correct, and Allah will still guide you within what he's saying that is not correct. وَآتِهُمْ تَقْوِيهُمْ. And Allah will give them their piety and their fear of Allah.
فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنِّي لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرِيهُمْ.
فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. What is wrong with this people? Both the kafir that refused to believe in Allah, and now the munafiq that the Prophet is talking, and they will not listen to this prophet. What is wrong with all of them? Are they waiting that the hour that Allah mentioned, that this is the hour when the whole world will end? Are they waiting for that hour to come to them? Just immediately, to come suddenly. Is it not enough for them that the sign that the end of the world is coming has already come? What are they going to have in it if suddenly they are told that, look at, the final signs have come? Because there are preliminary signs and there are final signs. Out of the preliminary signs, the first one of it is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the Prophet is the completion of all the messengers of Allah and the Prophets. The Prophet is the final Prophet. If Prophets have been coming in thousands, you have about 124,000 Prophets, and they say this is the final one, then you know the world is coming to an end. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I came to the world, me and the time for the end of the world like this, like the middle finger and the index finger. He came like that. Then out of the signs of the end of the world is this Dukhan, when there will be so much smoke in the atmosphere today that we are witnessing. And out of the signs of the world is a situation where a young girl will be given birth to by somebody who is a slave, had nothing. And today that young girl is the one who is that is controlling more or less the whole country. It's a situation where you find people in those days that cannot eat square meals because they are just hired to rear animals. They are now competing in building lofty buildings. Like the Prophet said. And out of those signs is for you to see that this is clear truth. Everybody knows it's truth. Then you'll be told publicly today it's not truth, and you must say that it is not the truth. For you to see somebody who is very corrupt and he's put in a position that you require people that are honest. For you to see somebody who has no truth and is asked to be the judge where you want truth to be said. All this we are seeing it today. But there are other signs that are the final signs. Are these other final signs they are waiting for? One of it is the coming of Mahdi. One of it is coming of Anabi Isa. One of it is the coming of Yajuj and Majuj. One of it is coming of Dajjal. And the fifth of it is the coming that you wake up, the sun will rise from the west, not from the east. These five signs are the last final signs that when any of them come, then just know that it is finished. When Mahdi comes, he will fight, he will destroy, and he will bring everybody back to one. Then Anabi Isa will come. After Anabi Isa comes, when he leaves the world, that is the end. وَأَيْدَمَ مَاتُ الْإِسَىٰ وَالْخَيْرِ يُتْفَنُ. Sheikh said, after Anabi Isa just leaves the world, what is called goodness will be buried. That's all. No good in the world again. Is this what they are waiting for? هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً Rajya Ashratuha, all of us, we are seeing it today. You are seeing someone who is not honest. He is a liar. He comes. He did not win election. He will change, do everything, and they say he has won election. You will even see somebody, he says he's a malam. He can take Quran and swear to you that he's a malam. He will not contest election, but he will win. They will tell he has won. And he can go to the highest position. And everybody knew that he did not contest election, but they tell you he has won. And you have to come and accept it. You will go to a court. You will see the judge who tell you he knows the Sharia. He has read, he has a degree, he has read the Quran. A court of Sharia, in your presence, he will give you a judgment that you know is against Allah, is against the Prophet, is against the Quran. And he will say he has judged with Allah, with the Quran. And everybody will have to accept. Nobody can do anything. Are we not in that situation? We are in a situation today when we see a wife is telling the husband what to do. He's telling even the husband what to do to the mother of the husband. The wife is more preferred than the mother of the husband. We are seeing all this, and these are part of the signs. But these ones are preliminary signs. Today they have appeared. In those days, when a lady sees the mother of the husband, it's like he has seen a juju. Prostrate on the ground. Whatever the mother says, sir, this is the mother of my husband. That's all. But today it's not so. Before, when a man is talking, the wife will kneel down. Listen carefully. Today it's not so. It's the man that is waiting. What does my wife say I should do so that she can be happy? It is then he will be happy. And then the woman too is now watching. What is it that my son will say so that... What will I do for my son to be happy so that she can be happy? That's why you find today the whole world is in the hand of children. You put a president in a place, he's controlled by the wife. You look at the wife, he's controlled by the child. You look at the child, he's controlled by his friends. And all of them are controlled by social media. This is where we are today. All these preliminary signs are there. By the time the real signs come and it is mentioned to them, what will they do at that time?
فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثويكم.
فاعلم انه لا اله الا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثويكم. Allah is now telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Therefore, know, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فاعلم انه, that for sure, لا اله الا الله. There is no deity to be worshipped. There is nothing to be worshipped whatsoever except Allah. Wastaghfir li dhanbika. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seek Allah's forgiveness for your sin. Walil mu'minina, and seek forgiveness for those that have faith in Allah and in you. Wal mu'minati, male and female. Wallahu ya'lamu mutakallabakum. Allah knows mutakallabakum, anywhere you are in the daytime, as you are moving your step, as you are going from one place to another place, Allah knows. Wa mathwikum, where do you finally go to rest? Even in your house, or finally in your grave, Allah knows all. Yeah. Allah say, fa'alam? No. How can we thank the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you want to enter Islam, somebody comes to say he wants to become a Muslim, what do we ask him to do? He say he should raise his index finger. He will raise it. He say he should say ashhadu. He should say I bear witness, an la ilaha, that there is none, there is no deity, illallah, except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan rasulullah, and that this praiseworthy man Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He said he bears witness. Wa, do you know what the meaning of bearing witness? You know what the meaning of bearing witness? Before you can bear witness to something, you have to know it, you have to see it, you have to be sure of it. How do you go to the court you are bearing witness. They said, you are bearing witness that this man is the one that did this. He said, yes. Do you know him? He said, I don't know him. Then how can you bear witness? Have you seen him? He said, I have not seen him. How can he bear witness? Have you heard him speak? He said, I have not heard him speak. How can you bear him witness? You see, there's what you call backward integration in mathematics. Backward integration. From the answer, you walk back to the question. The Prophet in entering Islam, he took us to the highest position and left us there to seek how we can get there. Then he said, you bear witness, and la ilaha illallah. Then learn to know what you bore witness to. Like the other day, we are talking about this sahaba that the Prophet bought something. And the man said he has not bought it. He has not priced it. And he said, I bear witness. So, after the case matter is finished, the Prophet said, hey, you are not there when this happens. Allah is sending you messages and I'm bearing witness. Is it this on market? I will not bear witness for you. You have to know Allah. They were asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what should they do to get near to Allah? Allah said they should look. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said they should look for knowledge. So we're asking you for the ibadah we should do to get close to Allah. You're talking of knowledge. He said yes. With knowledge, little work is enough. Without knowledge, plenty of work cannot do anything. Today, Allah has made us to see that today in this our world. Let us say when we came here with an elderly man who died about 60 years ago or 70 years ago. He sat down here. Then it is very hot. He's sweating. Then he told somebody he's sweating. What will he tell anybody there? He said, please bring me fan to fan me. I'm sweating. The person is pa, pa, pa. He's using his hand. He's using a hand fan to fan him. That his father, his great grandfather that came now is sweating. There's somebody that has knowledge of what where things are. Just go and on this fan up or the AC. What work has he done? Little work. But soon this man will be very comfortable. Little work, but very comfortable. Why? Knowledge. Before you want to go to Saudi Arabia, how do you go? You trek. Later on, you climb camel. Later on, horse. Later on, you go on the sea before you get there. How long does it take? Very long. With knowledge, plane was developed. To go there now, less than 4 hours, you are there. Why? Knowledge. That's how it is too in Islam. If you have knowledge of Allah and the Prophet, the more knowledge you have, just little work you do, it will surpass the work people have done for ages. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he said, when saintly servants of Allah, they turn back and they see us today, they will say, oh, we just suffered for nothing. Because those in Tariqat Tijaniya, little work they do, for example, now you recite Jawharat Kamal 1, everything in the world, everything in the creation will make tasbih for you on your behalf. With one Jawharat Kamal. Why? It's knowledge. Divine knowledge he acquired and he gave it to you free. Somebody is telling you it is not like that. Who told you knowledge has stopped? If the Prophet was still alive, he would still be studying the Quran. Knowledge has not stopped. And this, you are wa anna ila rabbikal muntaha. Allah said, to Allah is the end. You people are saying, no, end has, you have not gotten to Allah, but you have ended your journey. Who told you? That's why Allah is telling the Prophet here. Wa alam, no knowledge. Annahu la ilaha illallah. That there is no deity but Allah. The Prophet said, itlubul ilma min al mahdi ila al lahdi. Seek for knowledge from the time you are put in the cradle as a child to the time you go to the grave. And it is like that. After you are seeking for knowledge, you improve your hearing, you come and improve your sight, you come and improve your mind, you go like that, like we said that time, until finally your heart will get to a position where it, before it shoots and enter your soul, your knowledge has reached its maximum. You have to look for knowledge all the time. Wastaghfir li dhanbika wa lil mu'mina wa lil mu'minat. The Prophet is being asked here to seek forgiveness for his sin. What sin has the Prophet committed? What sin? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّهُ لَيْغَانُ عَلَيَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ سَبْئِنَ مَرَّةً بِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ. In Arab, he said, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ مِئَةَ مَرَّةً بِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ. That there is this veil that covers my heart. And because of that, I make istighfar every day 70 times, another place 100 times. Yet, we have a celebrated so-called scholar in this state we are in, who was wont to saying that people are saying you should make istighfar. You should make, Allah says, whenever you have done something wrong, make istighfar. Only one istighfar. Somebody say you can make plenty of istighfar. You are bribing Allah. This statement was said why in this our state. Leaders of people today that brought problem for Muslims and divided Muslims, he said this. That by making istighfar plenty of times. So the Prophet is giving bribe to Allah by making istighfar up to 70 or more. What are you talking about? One day, an alim, a scholar, was teaching. And somebody came in and sat down. And he asked him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إن لغان عليا هو على قلبي على قلبي واستغفر الله 70 مرة في كل يوم. That there is a veil that covers his heart and he has to make istighfar every day 70 times or more than 70 times or 100 times. And the man asked, what is this veil on the Prophet's heart? What is it? Then the man, the scholar, did not know the answer. Then he left. But he was stopped. How can we say that there's a veil covering, the Prophet has any veil on him? We know the Prophet has no sin at all. He has not committed any sin at all. What veil? Then, in the dream, he saw the Prophet. He said, oh Prophet, what is this? He said, yes, it's veil of light. Whenever it is removed, I see better. Another veil of light. Every day, a person that is worshiping Allah is moving close to Allah. When you move closer to Allah, you will find the position of yesterday is full of shortcomings compared to the position of today. Like when somebody moves from primary to secondary school, you now know there's much more knowledge in secondary school than in primary school. Like that. So that's how you move to Allah forever. So every time you move, you will find that that is that veil of light that I'm talking about. So the person came back the following day, and the man came again. He said, yes, I have answer for you. It's not a veil of darkness, it's veil of light. Then the person said, Salli ala man allamaka. May Allah make salati on the one that taught you. Because the people said, that is harder. He came to teach the man. That's why he asked him, go and learn it. Go and take knowledge and learn. And there are istighfar for what you know that you have committed, and a lot of things that you don't know that you have committed that are there. And I have always said it, the worst of it is your negligence. You are full of negligence from beginning of the day to the end of the day. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yazkurullah fi kulli ahyanihi. He mentions Allah in every of his situations. Do you do that? Because any of your situation is supposed to remind you of Allah, but do you remember Allah? Allah said, Fazkuruni Azkurukum. Remember me. Did he say once? Did he say once a day? Continuously. Uzkurullah zikran kathiran. When Allah said, remember me a lot. What is a lot before Allah? Can you say what is a lot before Allah? You today, if they say somebody, you're asking for money, and you ask somebody, give me plenty of money. What do you mean by plenty? Maybe you say 1 billion naira. What of the Prophet, what of Allah, if he says plenty, what is plenty before him? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah said كَثِيرًا. Mention Allah plenty. Remember Allah plenty. What is this plenty? Then he said, for all those that believe, Prophet, also seek forgiveness for them. So, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ يَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُهُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Why that when mu'minin, the faithful servants of Allah, when they commit sin, they will go to the Prophet, and in presence of the Prophet, they will ask Allah's forgiveness, and the Prophet will ask for forgiveness for them. They will find Allah forgiving, coming back to them, and also giving them the special mercy that is due to them. Wallahu ya'lamu takallabakum wa maswaykum. Allah knows every of your movements. Why? Because He's with you everywhere. If you have a friend that you are always together with, or you have a wife that loves you, that is always trying to follow you anywhere you are going, or no, it's a child, anywhere you are going that you are saying he wants to go with you, no matter how the person is, there are moments of your time he will not be with you. When you are sleeping, he's not going to be with you. When you die, he will not go and stay with you. But a person that says, I love you, I brought you to this world, I'm with you every situation of you, mutakallabakum wa maswaykum. Shouldn't you try to also remember that person a lot? Allah says it's with you at every moment. Every of your movement, you are entering the car, he says it's with you. You are coming down, it's with you. You are walking, it's with you. You are present in the market, it's with you. Because why? He is your Rabb. He is your protector. He is your guardian. Why don't you also be the guardian of Allah? ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين امنوا فان حزب الله هم المفلحون. Whoever takes and say, I'm going to also be guarding Allah, inna rabbaka la bil mirsad, I also be watching for Allah, I know Allah is watching on me too, I'm watching on him. Try, as you are doing, you will be increasing. We are not talking of sin of darkness now. We are not talking of sin of light. There is a sin that you commit that is sin, that is praiseworthy sin of light. Today you are making istighfar, you make 100. When you are making the istighfar, your intention is that you want to make istighfar to Allah, and you want to make salati to Allah, to the Prophet 100, and you want to make la ilaha illallah. But that is your intention. When you started, your mind was somewhere else. Then you realize, I was saying astaghfirullah, I was mentioning Allah, my mind is not present. Tomorrow let me be present. And tomorrow as you are doing this istighfar, your mind was present for 2% of the time. You see, you have improved. But this is light, all of it is light. Next tomorrow you increased, it is become 5%. You see, it's still light. Yesterday it's all is light. But that day of yesterday is a veil compared to what you have today. If Allah is with you all the time, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمُ أَيْنَ مَعَكُنْتُمْ. He said, wherever you are, he said, I'm with you. فَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. He said, whenever my servant asks of me, he said, I'm close. So, wallahu ya'lam takallabakum wa maswaykum. May Allah make us to know and be with Allah at all the time. Allah said, man zakarani fi nafsihi, zakartuhu fi nafsi. Man zakarani fi mala'in, zakartuhu fi mala'in khairin mala'ihi. If you remember Allah alone within yourself, Allah said, I will also remember you alone within me. If you remember me in a congregation, I will also remember you in a congregation. If somebody tells you that you should not go and do zikr, congregation zikr, person is speaking on behalf of Satan, not on behalf of the Prophet. Tell him to take the Quran and swear that the Prophet says you should not make congregation of zikr. Let him take the Quran and swear that if he's telling the truth, may Allah save him. If he's telling a lie, may Allah perish him. Let him see if he can do it. People are working for Satan, they come, they say they are working for Islam. No.
ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزلت سورة فإذا أنزلت سورة محكمة وذكر فيها القتال رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولى لهم
ومنهم من يقول لولا أنزل سورة إذا أنزل سورة محكمة وذكر فيها القتال رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولي لهم الله أفتت للنصف أعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم إن أوتوا منهم من ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزل سورة الله is now saying ويقول الذين آمنوا those that believe that you think they believe and you think they are strong and they are with you ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزل سورة why that at this moment Allah will bring us is another surah this, the other surah that was brought we have lent it we want another one فإذا أنزل سورة وذكر فيها القتال when a surah is now brought and in that surah it is mentioned that there is a war whether in last surah muhkamatun wa zukira fiha al-qital when a surah is now mentioned that surah that it is mentioned in it a judgment that must be taken that must be applied because in the Quran some surahs are mentioned in it judgment there some part of it is example some part of it is admonishment there is no ordinance inside it but this one ordinance is mentioned muhakkamatu wa zukira fi al-kitab ra'aita allazina fi qulubihim maradun you will find those that are mu'min but in their heart is disease when they see that what was said here is not just ablution they asked to do no here there is a talk of going to war yanzuruna ilayka nazra al-makshi alayhi min al-maut they will start looking at you gazing at you like the one that his their breath final breath of death is just about to leave their mind fa'ali lahum it is better for them to hold to that fear or it is better for them something else that is coming wa yaqulu alladhina amanu how do you say if they say ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu you answer yes I believe then whatever Allah says take it I say antuhibbu shay'an huwa sharrun lakum Allah has said I say an takrahu shay'an huwa khairun lakum wa say antuhibbu shay'an huwa sharrun lakum maybe you think something is bad for you it's actually good for you maybe you think something is lovable to you it's evil for you This particular surah is a Medina surah. This particular verse is talking of what happened in Medina. Normally, in Makkah, there are no munafiq. Why? Because at that time, Islam was weak. It was not strong. And when people are weak, anybody can stand in front of him and tell him his mind. Ah. If your son has done something wrong, are you afraid to tell him? No, you just ask my son, why do you do this? Stop doing this. But if it's your wife, she's done something wrong, pa, you tell him, it becomes a problem. Sometimes you have to tell her gently because why? She thinks she's strong. But if she has committed something wrong, like if they tell you now that somebody comes, he was caught stealing. Is anybody afraid of him to tell him anything now? They say you are the one stealing, you idiot. He will just keep quiet, he cannot talk again. But ordinarily, if he was going in his dress, he's not said to be a thief or anything. You cannot tell him that. So in Makkah, Islam was weak. The Muslims were weak. Everybody can tell them whatever they want. Because of that, nobody wants to seek strength with Islam. So that's how it is. When a group starts and it is small, nobody wants to be identified with it. But when the group becomes strong and the members are strong and there are plenty, the government themselves will say, ah, please, that group, I want you to find who is their leader. The government, we are calling him, we want to meet with him because they are now strong. By the time they came to Medina, they are now strong. Not only are they strong, they have also strong people that are now under the Prophet, that they themselves, they don't want to believe the Prophet. So people can go and recluse on them. Because there you now have the Jews, some Christians that are rich, are strong. But today, the Prophet is the one in charge of the whole of Medina. The Prophet ﷺ, at that time, people were now trying to show that I am close to the Prophet. I am among the people of the Prophet. But you don't want to say that you're not among the people of the Prophet. So now, there are those who themselves wouldn't have been come out and show that they are following the Prophet in Makkah. Now they are coming to say that they are following the Prophet in Medina. So you now have over 300 of them who are hypocrites. Apart from the hypocrites, there are also some of them who are moving, but they have fear in their mind. These are people that they are also the one, the first to shout, oh Prophet, no surah has come. Please, we want to hear another surah. You see, that surah that you brought that time, is very good. Is there another surah like that? When you now say a surah has come, and in it is mentioned, an ordinance is mentioned, a command is mentioned that must be followed, particularly the command to fight. Those of them that in their heart there is disease, what will you see? You see their face. The look of one that is just about to die out of fear. Then Allah is saying, fa'aulaylahum. They should do something better, or they should stay with that fear. Fa'aulaylahum means it is better for them like that. When we come to the next verse, you see what is better for anybody to say. But if not, stay with your fear and be like somebody who's about to die. May Allah make us to love Allah, to love the Prophet, to love the message, and stand firm at all times for Allah's message. And stand firm without fear for the sake of Allah. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah accept all our ibadah. All that we are praying for Allah to give, may He give us. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat. May He bring peace to all of us, bring peace to our families, bring peace to ourselves, bring peace to our children. May Allah help us to raise our children. May Allah grant all of us, those that are looking for wives, may Allah give them. Those that are looking for husbands, may Allah give them good husbands. Those that are looking for work, may Allah give them work. Those that are waiting to pass their exams, may Allah grant them success in their exams. May Allah grant all of us success and prosperity. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive all our past ulama. May He reward them and reward the ulamas of our ulama. May Allah forgive all our parents that have passed. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah raise Islam above all other religion. May Allah raise Muslims. May Allah bring truth and use it to defeat falsehood. Those that are leading our countries, leading our communities, may Allah grant them the wisdom with which they will lead aright. May Allah make them to go on the right path. May Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran. May Allah grant us the love of the Quran and the wherewithal to be able to work with the Quran. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.